T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What is going on with Mario and the Fenway Sports Group? Mr. Ron Cook wrote about that in today's Post-Gazette. And the parts that stood out, Ron, I think we brought this topic up. I brought it up with you and Bob a couple weeks ago, that Mario hadn't been at a game. And the part that stands out to me in your piece today was that a group of Penguins minority owners sued Lemieux and Burkle over the sale of the team, accusing them of pushing through the deal without their input. Okay. The suit was settled, but the attorneys had to be paid, you wrote. Lemieux and Burkle took care of the fees and thought they would get a bit more equity with FSG. The two sides couldn't come to an agreement. That's why Lemieux has stayed away, because he felt like Fenway Sports Group owed him a bigger piece of the franchise.
It was just a business hiccup. It is always often happens when millions of dollars are at stake. And Mario has indeed not been back. He's coming back tonight for the first time, only for one reason, though. It's the start of his fantasy camp. They had a big dinner last night. I think it was at Rivers Casino. And they're on the ice today. And then he always hosts those campers. This is a high-end event that's raised millions for the Mario Lemieux Foundation.
Right.
He always entertains them at a hockey game. And tonight's the night. I don't think if his camp was starting, he would be back tonight. So he's coming back, and we'll see if FSG can, you know, make some sort of reconciliation with him and him with them. I think he needs to be around. I kind of feel like the spirit of the Penguins has been lost a little bit when he's not around. He hasn't been consulted on anything. I know the players love to see him. He used to go into the locker room all the time.
Yeah.
After wins or losses. I just think they're better as a franchise with him around occasionally. He wasn't ever going to be around all the time. And they've not consulted him on any decisions either.
Yeah, it just feels right that he – and he wouldn't be around all the time.
No,
I get
absolutely
that. But it feels right that he's on good terms with the franchise. And you're saying that he feels – basically like he feels he was owed a little bit of a bigger stake in the team.
Right.
Because of this dispute.
Apparently the fees that he had to pay were fairly – he and Burkle were fairly significant.
And once you cross Mario, sometimes it doesn't go well for you.
Sometimes you don't get back into the inner circle, so to speak.
So I wonder how that's going to play out. I mean, you can't have the Penguins without Lemieux being on good terms with the franchise.
He's the face of the franchise.
You can't have
even
that.
Even if he doesn't own them anymore. And the other thing is, I mean, who is in charge with the Fenway Group? Who does Burkle and Hextall answer to? I don't know.
Is Werner the guy? I don't know.
I don't know who they answer to.
And it would be one thing if upon the sale, Mario said, you know, I'm going to start to pretty much remove myself
from games
and things like that. His quote was, as the Penguins enter a new chapter, I will continue to be as active and engaged with the team as I always have been, and look forward to continuing to build on our success with our incoming partners at FSG. So it's a very, very curious situation that needs to be mended. And I would imagine most people are on the side of Mario.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
That it needs to be mended so that he can get back here.
He could commit a capital offense and people would still defend him because he's built up so good much goodwill here. I'm just curious, and he would have to agree to it. Can you imagine a reaction if they show him in the box during the game?
Would be great.
It would blow the roof off. Now, I don't know if he'll agree for that to happen, but, man, I'm keeping my fingers crossed it does.
And even if it does happen, that wouldn't necessarily be symbolic of a reunion or that things have been patched up.
It would be just give the fans, the crowd, a chance to say, hey,
yeah, you
hey,
miss
Mario,
his presence
we
at
miss
the game.
You. We appreciate you. We'd love to have you be back. It's a curious situation.
It really is, and not a good one, I don't think. It's just the whole vibe, and I know people, and I don't believe this for a second, but there are people who think that, you know, Ron Hextall is a sleeper agent on behalf of the Flyers. It just feels weird. The whole thing doesn't feel right, Ron. It doesn't. You have Fenway Sports Group, a Boston group, who now apparently has alienated Mario Lemieux. You have a guy who played for the Flyers running your franchise, and then a guy in Brian Burke whose entire sort of hockey life is not really Penguin-centric. Like, he's an old-school tough guy. You know what I mean? That stars should be broken in half in the playoffs and things like that.
He told us that on our show.
His hockey philosophy is antithetical to the Penguins' history of star power, high scores, things like that.
Where did you learn that word at? Was that Cortland State?
That was Damon, antithetical.
That was a really nice word.
He's a very smart man.
So that's what I feel. I feel like the whole vibe here is terrible. Now, it would be different, of course, if they were winning. I get it. Then it would be, hey, these guys from Boston came in to save the team, and look how great everything is. And Hextall and Burke, too. But something doesn't feel right. With the whole vibe around the Penguins.
To me, it feels like the spirit of the Penguins has not been there.
Yeah, and I would go beyond Fenway Sports Group. I would go beyond that to what fans feel. That's how I feel. Bolsey, you're a Penguin fan.
I mean, I agree with you. It's to not have him around, not have the face of the franchise around. Now, I know there's Sidney Crosby there as well, but he's really the face. I mean, he's been for decades now. And to not have him around every night it's weird, man. And to not know anything about Fenway Sports Group on top of that as well. Like, we don't know a single thing about them in relation to the Penguins.
And it always felt like, it feels like, Ron and Folsy, a series of odd marriages that don't really seem to be working out. Hextall and Sully, marriage problems, I sense. Burke and Hextall, why did they bring in Burke?
I still don't know what he does.
Because Hextall was known as a guy who sort of, put himself behind closed doors and made unilateral decisions. Was he a watchdog for Hextall?
Burke is supposed to be out in the community shaking hands, I guess. I don't know what he does.
I thought he was brought in to overlook these hockey decisions and make sure that Hextall is going about these things in a group-centric way.
I thought he was supposed to be like a guy to kind of kick him in the rear end every once in a while to make moves and stuff, because Hextall was known as a guy that sits back and wants to, you know, build within or whatever, and Burke's more aggressive. That's what I thought.
So did I. I thought his philosophies would shape the team along with Hextall. I thought that they were sort of together. You don't name a guy president of hockey operations to go out and shake hands at the casino. President of hockey operations, I'd love to see Ray Shiro come back and actually have that job myself. New GM, have Ray Shiro come back and oversee the entire hockey department, hire his own GM, decide on the coach, probably keep the coach, and let's redo this if they could. That's what I'd like to see, Ron.
I would not be opposed to that. Kind of like in Vancouver, what Jim Rutherford's doing.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
He's overseeing the GM there.
Yes, exactly. It feels like a series of shaky marriages. Burke Hextall, Hextall Sully, Fenway Sports Group Mario. Nothing seems to really go together or make sense. That's what I feel. That's what I'm feeling.
I'm with you. Totally.
And by the way, we have some not great roster news either that's coming down from this morning skate. Marcus Pedersen is on long-term IR.
Tyler Fadun they brought up today.
Yep.
Oh, you mentioned Pedersen. He's been their best defenseman.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
They're
going into this game tonight with who? Tyler Fadun, Friedman? Who else? Who am I missing back there? P.O. Joseph is back.
Letang, obviously.
Ruedel.
There's no Ruedel. There's no Petrie.
This is a disaster, Ron.
And the first goalie off.
Who?
First goalie off is Tristan Jarry.
Oh, man, Sully.
Yeah.
Sully's tripling and quadrupling down on this guy.
He's going to go down with the ship, I guess.
Over under when Jarry gets pulled. 18:58 of the first period, over under.
Of the first period.
Yes.
I'm going to say he wouldn't do that. He'd pull him at the end of the period.
Unless it's the seventh goal.
On the seventh shot.
Again, maybe Jarry's due for a good game tonight. He's due for one. Maybe he'll pitch a one-hitter, one-goal game, and then who knows. But the next game he might get blown out. That's just the way it's been going.
You've been saying he's due for a couple of weeks, haven't we?
Well, again, I think he played good against the Rangers here.
Yeah.
He had the one good game, but he was still the second-best goalie that day.
Right.
Absolutely.
And he's having trouble. You know what really annoys me about him, Ron, is his inability or refusal or something to get the paddle down on shots that go basically five-hole. Shots aren't supposed to go through the guy. Around.
What they did the other day, the goals at the end of periods, first parts of periods, goals right after they score. It's been a disaster. Quote Rocky Blyer, it's a disaster. You got that there, Folsey?
Who's Folsey on the phone?
I don't know.
Looks important.
He does.
Very relaxed, leaning back in his chair as if it's a business meeting. I wonder. So give us a call here. What's your vibe on the Penguins? It seems like we have a consensus here that it just feels
awful. Doesn't feel right.
And yes, if they were winning, then all this other stuff could be overlooked, but it's the same old story. When you're losing,
right,
that stuff can't be. It feels like just a series of arranged marriages that aren't working out. Burke and Hextall and Sully, Fenway Sports Group and Mario. It's just the vibe is the worst it's been in a long, 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 long time. Ron, with the Pettersson news, you still saying yes at this very moment, playoffs or no?
This isn't day-to-day either, right? Long-term?
Long-term. Retroactive to March 18th, but still long-term.
They're going
to
miss the playoffs.
So he can't – is he on IR or out week to week?
It's long-term IR.
So that gives them cap space, but he can't come back until, like, right before the playoffs. Did I see? Who did they just put on long –
playoffs?
Granlund the other day they put on long-term IR, right? Was it Granlund?
No.
They put somebody on and he can't come back until like April 6th.
Not him.
Who was
it? So do you say yes or no, Ron? I can't remember.
I'm going to still say yes. I go down with the ship too and Sid.
Foligno. Benigno was on.
Benigno
was the
guy.
Lacerated kidney.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Surprised he's not playing through that, knowing him.
He can't come back until like April 6th. So this guy's going to be out Pettersson for quite a while.
Ron, they're going to be at their summer cottages by April 6th. They're out. You agree?
I don't think they have enough depth. They're not going to survive.
They have a broken goalie. Forget about everything
right.
else.
Forget about everything else.
He's broken.
He is.
I don't understand
He's
this.
He's entered Matt Murray territory.
One guy's playing well, and one guy isn't, and you keep going with the guy who isn't. What's he doing? I can't figure it out, Ron. 412-928-9370. 9370. What did you just say, Folsey? Or what did you say, Ron? Someone had a good tease to the next segment. One of you did, and I can't remember which one.
I don't think either one of us offered good tease.
Yeah.
And maybe it was me, but I forgot what my tease was. Yeah, we'll just go with this.
Let's wing it.
A couple of the acquisitions here have left people a little lukewarm. Let's take a look at the immediate future there. And also Ron Hextall.
Acquisitions of the Penguins?
Yes. Also,
the Steelers have made a few acquisitions,
yeah, we're going to get into that. But generally, the vibe surrounding the Penguins, are they going to make it or not? And also, Ron Hextall's fate, is it fate accompli if they don't make the playoffs? Is he just done?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Penguins, now that the fire alarms are sounding around this franchise, around this team in particular this year, just a lot happening, and none of it feels good from what Ron wrote about today of Mario sort of not being around the team, really disassociating himself from the team this year. Apparently, Ron says over a dispute, correct, Ron?
Yeah, money over dispute? A business decision, a business dispute over the sale of the team after the team was sold, basically.
Yeah, you have a career Flyers guy running the team into the ground. You have a Brian Burke who had no real association with the Penguins throughout his whole career. Nobody knows what he does. And then you have Fenway Sports Group. And then you just have the team itself, Fenway Sports Group, feeling emotionally removed from the situation. And I wonder, we're going to get to these calls, but I have a quick question first. What do you trace this to? When do you trace this fall off, this demise to, if you want to call it that? And I'll still, because I always will, allow for a rebound late in the year. There's still a lot of games left. If Jari gets his crap together and he's starting tonight, then all bets are off. But something don't feel right, Ron, and I trace it back to Jim Rutherford quitting on the team a couple of years back. You?
What, 8 games into the season? 8 games into a COVID season, right?
Something like that,
shortened COVID season? Yeah, probably. And some of the moves that Hextall made after last season.
Well, that's why I trace it to,
We're talking about Rutherford leaving. I mean, yeah. Rutherford didn't hit home runs all the time either. Jack Johnson comes to mind.
He hit a lot of them, though.
He hit a lot of home runs, enough to help them win a couple Stanley Cups. I just think it's a cyclical nature of sports. We see these teams get older and fall off. You know, we saw it in Chicago. We saw it in L.A. And, you know, it's eventually going to happen here. Sid isn't going to play forever.
And I
think we're starting to see some of that. But the supporting cast around him, you know, Sid needs a little more help now than maybe he used to. Malkin needs a little more help. Even though they're still playing at a high level, they still need a little more help than they, just like Ben. Ben, at the end of his career, needed more help than he did early in his career.
So do you trace it to Rutherford or more of a natural demise?
I think it can be both. Rutherford leaving didn't help. I'd feel a lot more confident, you know, with him in charge. And he's not, but I also think it's a natural demise. Teams don't just go on winning forever. Brady is playing for him.
Right, but I feel like this team could be. The Bruins have tons of age, but they had reinforcements come in to where they're having a great year. Like, I don't think this had to happen this soon. Of course, over time, it's going to, but I didn't think it was going to be this year. And when I look at some of Rutherford's moves that maybe I and others didn't give him enough credit for, people like Matheson, Cody Ceci, who's having another good year in Toronto.
Really good year.
John Marino, Jared McCann has become a 33-goal scorer. Brandon Tanev.
Let him go. Just let him go.
You can't keep them all, but my point is he had a knack for bringing in guys who were good and could help. And this guy doesn't, end of story.
We haven't seen it. Absolutely right.
So I trace this to that day, and I still don't buy the story. I still don't know why Rutherford left. It's been reported on. I haven't seen a real good reason. Seems to me it may be part of the bad marriage theme that we're talking about. I'm not exactly sure who he was ticked off at. I still think it was about his contract extension not being the same as the coaches. I don't think any GM likes that.
Right after he went into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I haven't been convinced on anything I've seen as to why he actually left. Have you?
No. I mean, was it a problem with Morehouse? Was it a problem with Mario and Burkle? You know, maybe it is a contract thing. Maybe he thought he deserved more after taking him to two cups and going to the Hall of Fame, for God's sake.
At least deserved to be extended commensurate, and that's another good word, Ron, with his coach.
Not as good as the one. What was the other one you used
earlier? Antithetical.
Oh, antithetical.
Was yeah, second
was
best.
Beauty.
But that's where, to me, they don't have a guy now who's, look at the moves I just mentioned. Matheson, McCann, Tanev, Marino, Erod, Pettersson. He had a knack for bringing guys in, and I'll take the mistakes. Kapanen, mistake. Jack Johnson, mistake. But his hits far outweighed his misses. And, you know, Kapanen, Ron Hextall doubled down on one of the worst moves by Rutherford.
And I think, I mean, Ron, you mentioned that he made some mistakes, but I think Rutherford was, he wasn't perfect, but he might have been the perfect GM for this situation because you needed a guy that was crafty enough, that was aggressive enough.
A win-now guy, right?
Yes.
A win-now guy.
And creative.
Well, I think Hextall's trying to be that, isn't
he's
he?
He's trying to balance the line, walk the walk.
I haven't seen that. I think he's trying to win now.
Well, he didn't give up that number one pick that he might have been able to get somebody better to help him here if he had.
I think that was an example of it, yeah.
I mean, what was on the table, though? I don't know. He brought in a $5 million player who's in his 30s. If that's not win now, I don't know what is.
Would Chychrun have helped them if they'd have given up those draft choices?
The rumor was JT Miller was on the table, too. But they were in on him.
Well, they were said to have had a good offer. I don't know. If I were to rate Hextall's tenure, is he trying to win now or protect the future? To me, it's been 95% win now. I don't know if that's on the mandate from them. He signed Gino, he signed Letang. He brought
Rust,
back 80-year-old Jeff Carter, Rust, Raquel. He brings in a 30-year-old with $5 million on his deal.
Maybe he's just not that good at it.
That's what I'm thinking. And if he is fired after this year, that'll be two franchises, zero playoff series wins for Hextall. That's not a good resume
so
far.
That's not a good resume.
I don't know if that leads to job number
three.
When
he came here, I thought that, you know, he could take a lot of credit for Philly's seemingly success that was right around the corner. But then Carter Hart has just turned out to be an average goaltender, if that. And now he can't take any credit there. They haven't done anything.
Yeah, there's too many questions about the players, the young players that he brought in. You're right. I mean,
I thought they were on an upward trend.
Everybody did, I think.
But
thought the Flyers had good
young talent. The goaltending cost them, too.
It did. That's a story for a different day. That team stinks in front of that guy. I think a lot of people would line up for Carter Hart right now. He's still only 24. At least he plays.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Folsey, who do we got?
Let's go with Dan. Caller Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Hello. Have got a thought here. For what Sullivan is thinking about the goaltending situation. I believe that he's just thinking that DeSmith's simply not good enough for us to win a playoff series, to beat somebody like Boston or Carolina. And despite Jarry being absolutely awful, which he has been, as we know, goaltending can turn around really fast. And I think he's just putting all his eggs in one basket, knowing that DeSmith's simply not good enough to beat the Bruins or the Panthers. But, you know, I think that he's going to play a few games coming forward. I think he has been playing well, and I think that we'll win enough games to make the playoffs, but are obviously, you know, in Sullivan's view, and
why do
I
you
kind
think
of agree
that?
With him.
Why do you think they're going to
the
win Penguins enough games?
The only chance is if Jarry is back, gets really hot, and gets good. And I don't think that's going to happen, but I kind of think that's what he's thinking, and it does make sense to me.
Why do you think the Penguins will make...
I mean, do you
guys
think that DeSmith's good enough to,
is he not
to win a playoff
me,
series? When you get to playoffs, it's all about goaltending, and I'm not
Halsey,
sure that,
did you cut off my mic?
You know, he's been solid, no. But I'm not sure he's good enough to have that happen.
Dan.
Sir, you got on quite a diatribe there.
Can you hear me?
Pardon? Now I can hear you. I turned the volume down because I thought I was supposed to turn the volume down for some reason on my radio.
That's
so
okay.
So now I'm on my radio and my phone. Does that work?
Yes. I don't know. Okay. No, I don't know.
No, it's better to be just be on the phone.
Yeah, just be on the phone is best. Folsey's,
all right, let me switch up.
All right, we'll just wait. If
I can do it.
He got on quite a roll there.
You guys don't have much to do today, do you?
We really don't, actually. So you sounded very confident about making the playoffs.
Okay, I think I'm back now.
Why do you think Penguins? Oh, my God.
Okay. Now it's worse?
No, it's...
You're fine. Go ahead. Why do you think they're going to make the playoffs? Let's try one more time.
Okay. Well, did you hear the whole thing I said about the Smith and Jari?
Yes, sure did.
We did.
Okay. I think they'll make the playoffs because they have the talent to do it. And Crosby is Crosby, Malkin's Malkin. And I think, you know, if the Penguins go 500 from here till the end, I think they'll make the playoffs.
No, they won't.
I don't know.
No, they won't. They absolutely won't. The Panthers are red hot right now, and they're 1 point back.
Well, so we go a game above 500. What is that? That's, you know, point in whatever, a point, 1.5 points a game, something like that, or 1 point whatever. But
thank you. Thank you, Dan. Yeah. I have to run to the next guy. I'm sorry. Somebody had to do it. That was actually a good call. He was a very passionate man.
He was good, but he wasn't listening.
And I felt like there was a disconnect there, quite
sort
literally.
Of like with the Penguins.
Would you guys, either one of you, like to guess what the Penguins' record in regulation is if this were 1982 or something?
It's below 500, right?
Well, they lost more games than they won, right?
Their record in regulation is 25-25-19. If this were old-time hockey. In other words, they've been tied at the end of regulation.
They've been a 500 mediocre team.
25-25-19? I was waiting all year to see them at good health. I guess we're never going to get that.
You're never going to. Now Pettersson out, long-term
We're just
IR.
Never going to see that. So
that's a big loss, Joe.
Maybe in some ways it's unfair, but man. Yeah.
I mean, every team deals with injuries,
yes,
though.
Yes, they do.
Well, not the same, though. Not the same.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like we make this excuse all the time about injuries. It's just, you deal with them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do.
Or you don't.
And they've dealt
or
with them to make the playoffs 16 years in a row.
Exactly.
I don't know. You know, look at Washington. They probably lost more games than man games than the Penguins, and they're not going to make the playoffs. It's hard.
This year?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have Backstrom for like 40 games.
Yeah. No, and that's why they're out.
And that's why they're out.
When I analyze the Capitals, I say they didn't have Backstrom for 40 games. I don't think that that's an excuse as much as an explanation.
They missed Carlson for a whole bunch of games, too.
And this team has missed key players. Other teams have not. Has Carolina suffered? Well, they just suffered one, but they were already in.
Right.
They already had about 90 points by the time that happened.
I don't know if Boston. I don't think Boston has. I don't think the Rangers have, necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just sort of reasonable. To at least throw that in there, that the Penguins, how many times have they shown up at a rink with their lineup? Their second highest paid player was Petrie. He's never been healthy. Who else we got, Folsy? Letang had a, you know, horrible first half, mostly because of stuff out of his control.
How about Carol?
Hello, Carol.
Hi, guys. Okay, I'm going to try to follow that other guy's act. Boy, that was something. First, I have 2 points to make. First one is, you know, the Fenway group didn't arrange the weird marriage between Hextall, Sully, and Berkey. That was Mario that...
It was Mario's group. You're right.
Yeah.
He and Morehouse and Burkle. You're right.
So he arranged that first funky marriage. And my second point is, I think they'd be better off if they did miss the playoffs, and maybe that would force some hands.
That's a great topic there, Carol. And
thank you.
Very kindly.
Yeah, no, clearly this wasn't on the fence. The bad marriages within the Penguins organization, yes, go way back to that. That wasn't Fenway Sports Group. We know that. But, Ron, would they be better off missing the playoffs?
No, I can't advocate that.
If it got them to go where you wanted them to go offseason, would you?
No, because I think even if they make the playoffs and lose the first round, they're still going to be making major changes. So I would rather get in the playoffs and see what happens. I'm never advocating not making a playoffs or postseason. If there was like a number one draft choice involved, we're talking tanking over the course of the year, I can see that. But they're close to the playoffs. I'd like to see them make it, see what happens, and go from there.
I think it's an interesting question. If a miss would absolutely force them to fire Hextall and really shake it up, I think it might be best. It might be best. Nobody believes they're going to win anyway in the first round. Although
no,
I think
they
could.
They don't. Well, if you think they could, then why wouldn't you want them to get
any
in the playoffs?
Any team could, Ron. Okay. It's the NHL playoffs.
So I would rather them get in and have a shot.
Not if it would force. Good change in the organization overall.
I don't think
they're going to win a cup.
I think if they get beat, you know, in the first round, you're still going to see those changes.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not in the Fenway Sports Group.
I don't know if they even know.
I don't even know if they know the Penguins play in Pittsburgh. Oh, I forgot they're redeveloping all the land down there, which is why they spent $1 billion on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Wow.
Hey, it's their money, right?
$1 billion, Ron. Did anybody tell them that the players were getting old, or was that did they not see that?
You like to think they'd have done their due diligence.
Who else do we have, Falsey?
We have Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, guys. I just this conversation, just nobody, and I'm not saying you guys, but just in general conversation in Pittsburgh, because Sullivan won two cups, he gets a pass. And this sport is all about ego, and that's why you see coaches hired and fired at the rate they are. This guy, the previous caller, said, you know, he's putting all of his eggs in one basket. When they, being Sullivan, and I think there was a rift between Rutherford and him on the goaltending situation, when they put all their eggs in the Jarry and to move on from Fleury. And I'm not saying Fleury, everyone's like, oh, I'll let him go. I'm just saying in general, they thought it was Jarry. So this is the case of the general manager and now the coach.
Actually, it was Murray.
The last 5 years. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the last 5 years, first round playoff losses, what do you win with? Goaltending. It's not an accident that this team fails in the playoffs. And when you watch Sullivan's interviews, he is staunch and absolutely defending Jarry and Carter and all his other mistakes. So that type of arrogance is going to get him fired, and he should have been fired a long time ago. Look at the goaltending in the last 5 years, and you tell me if that's not the reason why they are out after one, you're not even getting past one playoff series. That's on the coach's ego, but nobody wants to call him out.
Well, the last 2 years, he's had guys hurt in the goaltending.
Okay, so everybody else gets all wired shut, and all these other players play hurt. You know, hockey plays hurt, right? You hear how tough they are, right? They play hurt. You get through the injuries. Not the Penguins. They're too soft for it. They always have to fall back on this crutch of, oh, we were hurt. Get over it. Play hockey.
Get over it.
Like, I'm serious. Like, you look around, you see anybody.
Jarry had a broken foot.
Jarry
had a broken foot last year. A broken foot.
Oh, yeah. And when the Penguins won the cup, how about Mike Needham? How about all these other guys that were bums coming in and contributing? You shut up and you play hockey.
Ronnie comes in with Mike Needham.
You shut up and you play hockey. This is ridiculous. Is hockey a tough sport, or is it, oh, wow, we're the Penguins, we're hurt? When are they going to stop being hurt? How about blame the goaltending and the coach?
Wow.
Seriously. What about the goaltending and the coach?
Well, everybody knows the goaltending.
Everybody is blaming the goaltending, but they've been hurt the last 2 years. I don't know what you can do when your guys have to play Louis Domingue.
He did play with a broken foot, Jarry, one game.
Game 7, the last game, and then said he probably wouldn't have been able to play for a week or two after that if they had advanced.
How about that old school Yinzer take? Shut up and play hockey.
Play through
so
it.
So what? Your foot hurts.
Yeah, you
go
got
play.
A lacerated kidney.
So what? Did DeSmith
so
has
what? Your heart's still beating? Get out there.
Groin core surgery 2 years in a row. Go out there and play.
Get out there with that lacerated kidney, Bonino. Come on. You played with a broken leg.
Yeah, you played with a broken ankle. You should be able to play with a lacerated kidney.
Now,
ridiculous.
A separate topic that he brought up there was Sully's arrogance, if you want to call it that. And I think sometimes that does – I think it's health. I think every great coach and athlete in sports has an arrogance to them, has to. But I think sometimes it does get the better of Sully in terms of sticking to his system no matter what, no matter what, almost an inability to alter it, an unwillingness to alter it, Ron. And then I also think, like with answers, even though I thought it was a very respectful conversation yesterday, talking about Jeff Carter, how he respectfully disagrees with the notion that Carter is a drag on the team. Well, then why are you playing him half of what he used to play? You must actually agree with that. So Sully's not blame-free in this, I don't think.
No,
do you?
Of course not. No, he isn't. But you know, are all coaches not – is arrogance the right word? Is stubborn the right word?
Sure.
Are they going to do what they think is best for their team and live with the results as opposed to maybe doing something that they don't want to do?
How about being flexible and altering your system to the talent you have on hand instead of stubbornly sticking with one system.
Because he believes that system was the best for them. And I see
clearly, but is he right?
I see your point. Well, he'll have to answer if it's not.
I just don't think he should be blame-free. And I also, by the way,
I'm not saying he is blame-free.
I know. Some of these.
I'm not saying I want to fire him, though, either.
Me neither. Me neither. But it's definitely, when a team falls apart, there are many reasons, and the coach is almost always one of them, right?
And in that sport, usually does get the blame.
And why is it that certain guys seem to have thrived outside of here that didn't thrive here? Isn't that fair to ask, too? Like Jared McCann? They never could figure out what to do with him. Now he's a 33-goal scorer.
Even Sprong has scored, what, 15 or 16 goals?
Yeah. So do you think he's in any danger?
No, I don't. Not yet. Maybe next year Heat will be on, but I don't see him now. What's he signed for, like 4 more years?
I can't remember. Something like that. Do you remember, Fulzie? How long's he signed?
I think it's at least 3.
It doesn't even kick in until the end of next season, for God's sakes. It's 23-24 through 26-27.
And that is on the Fenway Sports Group. They gave it that to him last summer.
Yeah. Man, that's a long. It doesn't even kick in till after next year.
Do you know his middle name
What's
is Barry?
What's it go through, 27?
26, 27.
Yep. No, I don't think he's in trouble yet.
Me neither, but it's you never know. It's pro sports.
I will say that stubbornness is really showing up this year, especially with this Jeff Carter stuff and Tristan Jarry. Looks like he's going to get another start tonight.
I know, that too. I mean, the Bruins fired Bruce Cassidy. He didn't win a cup, but he went to a cup final, and he won all kinds of games there. And people were like, you can't fire a guy like that who wins. And they did, and they're better off for it. Will Sully want to stick around for a whole rebuild?
There's another question. Same thing with Sid. Will Sid want to?
Good
When's
question.
That rebuild coming?
Tomorrow.
Right now?
Maybe after next year. I'm sure they're going to try and win again next year with this group. But then they're going to have to start asking questions if it doesn't work again, which it probably won't. Then you have to start asking Letang and Gino. You have to start telling them what you're going to do, and do they want to stick around for it? Do you want to re-sign Gensel long-term? Do you want to re-sign other young guys long-term? Like at what point do you just stop trying to win with this group and start trying to rebuild with this group?
I think they will take another crack next year. I'm with you.
I'd like to see Ray Shiro in charge of it. I can tell you that much, Ron. I think that would be a great
move.
He
got a job now? Is he doing anything?
I don't think so. I don't think he is. 412-928-9370. Something happened in the baseball world as well that we can get to. And actually a lot of things with this tournament happening in baseball.
Joe, have you ever seen any the players love something as much as this?
It's unbelievable watching it. It really is.
The crowds into it.
Yeah.
Sellouts.
Are we into it? Let's talk about that next. This is absolutely incrinculant. I'm getting to the point where I may watch the World Baseball Classic, and I never thought I would, but if it's U.S.-Japan in the championship, and you've got Ohtani coming in for relief for this prodigy they have in Japan, this 21-year-old kid who throws the ball through a wall. Have you seen him, you guys?
102 miles per hour.
Oh, my God. Now, he's going to pitch in the semifinal tonight, but if they get off to a nice lead, they're going to save him, I guess, something like that. And then how would you like to have Trey Turner as your nine hitter, Ron? That's the U.S. right now, and he has 3 homers, including a grand slam.
Did you see him celebrate? Like those players love this. They compare it to playing in the World Series. Some of these countries, it is the World Series to them. I have not watched it, but the crowds are so enthusiastic, and the players absolutely love it.
I'm watching it if it's U.S.-Japan. Are you guys going to have you already, Fulzie, watch some of it?
I haven't watched it, and I've kind of regretted it, honestly, because I've seen some of the highlights of it, and it looks fantastic. I mean, the atmosphere, the crowds there, everybody's into it. I've saw the Turner Grand Slam a million times on social media and stuff. Great moment. So, yeah, I think they've captured my curiosity. I'm going to tune in.
Your number 9 hitter, Trey Turner. How about that lineup? Goldschmidt, Arenado, Schwarber, Alonso, Betts and Trout lead off the lineup. It's ridiculous.
They have the greatest players in the game playing in this tournament.
So, yes, I'm tuning in. I will.
Yeah.
They got me. I think they got me.
How about Mexico, that run? This is like the best Mexico's ever been in the World Baseball Classic.
And people are just, I mean, it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, other news, other little tidbits.
Now, Altuve broke his thumb in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a two-month loss for the Astros. It's a crushing loss. But the players will say injuries can happen anywhere. They would much rather play and take the chance.
Yeah.
You know, we saw Andrew McCutchen get hit with a ball, pitch ball, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have to be in the World Baseball Classic for that to happen.
I wouldn't want my guys in it. If I could keep them out of it, I would try to keep them out of it, honestly.
Pitchers, yeah, for sure.
If I had, tens of millions of dollars invested in Jose Altuve, I wouldn't want him playing. But with a veteran like that, what do you say? You know, you tell him no. My young guys, I definitely would tell no.
It's like the hockey guys wanting to play in the Olympics,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Georgetown going to hire Ed Cooley from Providence. Like him a lot. Saw his team play a tough game the other day. Big chance for him, Ron, taking over a storied program.
Yeah, it is. He did a good work at Providence, right? Did great work at Providence. So what does this leave for the Penn State coach now? Is he going to go to Notre Dame? Is he going to stay at Penn State?
I would imagine if somebody needed to create an opening for him, they might do that,
Talked about Pitt having a nice run. They had a real nice run, too.
They really did.
I watched the end of that game against Texas. Boy, that over-and-back penalty. Violation. Did you see that at the end of the game?
Yeah. They pulled ahead Penn State for a brief moment.
That's just a mistake you can't make at that time.
Yeah, that was a great game. Patrick Ewing had a 29-game conference losing streak at Georgetown. 29 games
in a row. I'll bet Ed Cooley does better than that.
And a third, well, he better than that.
Setting the bar low.
And then Rick Pitino, I think, is 80 now. It looks like he's going to land at St. John's.
He's 80.
Is he 80?
I think.
No.
Who's 80?
I think he said Boeheim was 78.
Who am I thinking of then?
80.
I don't know.
70. My bad.
Yeah, because
there's a college coach who's 80 now.
He said he wants to coach until he's 80.
How old's Larinaga?
He's not 80.
He's not 80.
I don't know who is 80.
I don't know.
I don't know who you're thinking of. The only coach, Paterno, was, 84? Not many go into their 80s.
How old was Boeheim? 78?
I think 78 is 78.
That's close enough, Ron. Maybe that's who I was thinking of. Anyway, Jeff Hathorn is not yet 80. Nope. He's close.
Although all the driving he's been doing and people throwing him the bird from Cleveland.
Are they still doing that?
They age him quickly.
Well, let's talk to him next. He was there for Pitt's whole run. And by the way, did great work throughout that. I was listening on Saturday driving around. Special pregame with a bunch of guests on. It was just, he did fantastic work. A couple of his interviews after the Iowa State game were tremendous in the locker room. He'll join us next to talk about this run and the immediate future of Pitt basketball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.